It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The high-tech Texan.
Is Michael Garfield?
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Welcome back. It is your boy, Michael Garfield. Another edition of the High-Tech Texan Show. What is this? Is this the last weekend of February? I'm not the guy who says, oh my goodness, this year has gone by too fast. Because this year has gone by very, very tiring for me, but I am here for you for the next 2 hours. I'd like to think entertain you. I answer your questions, give you some suggestions of what to do, what to buy, more importantly, what not to buy, not just in technology. Listen, there's no massively new phone coming out soon, even though we just saw an influx of a great Samsung Galaxy S23 phone. But today I've got some information on some of the best Fitbit watches, Fitbit trackers, how to make a lot of money potentially with some old tech gear found in your home, including a great store. I can't wait to get to this story. An iPhone, an original iPhone from, 2007, just sold for a record-breaking amount. And when I read this, you know where I went. I went right into my garage because I know I have an original iPhone somewhere. The fact is that the Internet Explorer, as we know it, it is officially over. I hope you've upgraded to that. Should you upgrade your iPhone to the next iOS? I think you should, actually, but a lot of people, a little trepidation about that. And also, coming up this, I have some interviews this week, one of which I want to rerun from last week, because this was a big week. If you look at this calendar week, and I do this show on Saturdays, so the previous week here, we've had Mardi Gras, Ash Wednesday, and now, today's Saturday, should you be listening live on KPRC 950 AM or actually iHeartRadio, it is the final day of the World Championship Barbecue Contest. And the fact that A, I still have a voice, B, I still have a liver, C, I'm actually awake, it is amazing right now. Not that I celebrated Mardi Gras. I absolutely did not celebrate Ash Wednesday, but I do celebrate the World Championship Barbecue Contest. I know we're doing this in the late morning, and there's still opportunities to get out there. It goes until 11 o'clock tonight. We're going to have Lisa Schutzenhofer. She is the chairman, actually the chairwoman, the very first chairwoman of the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off Contest. I, because I haven't lived out there enough on NRG Stadium area, NRG Park, when I hang up, if I'm still awake after this show and I can move, I am at 2 o'clock. I will be out there again on site, and I am one of the official judges for the World Championship Barbecue Contest. Now, and real quickly, and we'll talk about this with Lisa Schutzenhofer a little later. I'll say this. I get to judge a lot of food and a lot of drink. Being in the media, and I'm not using the word celebrity, but being in the media, a lot of these contests, they want people in the media out there because we have a big following. We have a big, certainly, listening audience or TV viewing audience or social media audience. And we have fun and we interact and engage with the restaurants and the people, whatever. But I've done this for 20 years plus, eating and drinking. And people wonder, geez, Garf, how come you're not 400 pounds? Well, the trick is you don't eat the whole damn thing on your plate. You have a bite and you just move on. It's as simple as that. Oh, by the way, then I go run 6 to 8 miles the next day, but that's neither here nor there. But when I judge some food items, like last Sunday, 6 days ago, I was a judge. This is what, my 15th year in the Rodeo Uncorked Best Bites event, which had 6,000 people at Energy Center. I'm not kidding you. It's a great event. They had 450-plus different wines and about 110 different restaurants. And so me and some of my media brethren over the years, we sat there and we tested. We got to sample and judge appetizers, entrees, desserts, and I think I drew the bad straw. I was at a table, and just the food was just nasty. I mean, I think of the 15 to 20 different plates they gave me, I think 80% of it was pork, which I don't eat, and so, like, I don't know what I was supposed to do. But then again, I got to go walk around and sample and meet and had a great time. And by the way, if you, as listeners, if it came up and said hi, or slapped me in the back, or wanted a picture, or, you know, really nice words appreciating, you know, me, would have, you know, been subbing in for Garden Line. It means a lot. And so it's great. And that's one of the reasons I like getting out and doing these things and getting into the public instead of sitting, you know, in a radio studio or a TV studio. So it was great seeing you folks. But the point is, when I'm judging things like this, it's fun. I'm at a table of 6 or 7 people who I know because they're all in media. I've met their friends or whatever. And we sit there and we laugh and they're drinking wine. And we're taking pictures of the food, and we're making funny comments, and maybe we're comparing notes. That's all good. Fast forward to the 49th annual World Championship Barbecue Contest, which is going on right now. And it is so intense, it is not even funny. But it's an honor to be judged, to be chosen to be on this panel. People, I don't even know, they clamor, they beg, they may be bribed to get on this panel. Because there's 250-plus barbecue teams who have been doing nothing but cooking and smoking their briskets and chickens and their ribs for almost an entire week, and the judging happens today. And I am a judge, and I am on. And I started out on the chicken thing, and you know what? It's, you know, a chicken. You know, some of them a good smoky flavor, whatever. Then they wanted to put me on the ribs. Well, I don't eat. You know, I'll eat a beef rib once in a while. I am certainly not in a pork rib. Not a pork man. So they put me on the brisket committee. Now, you know, my dear listeners, I'm not a big red meat guy. But I do like me some barbecue. And when it comes to brisket, oh, hell yes, I am there. So I haven't eaten since last night. And I won't eat until like 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I'm going to be in there and I'm going to be tasting some of this great barbecue. Next week, we will let you know which teams won. But it's fun. But it's serious. We cannot talk to our fellow judges. We cannot use our phone. We cannot take pictures. I mean, it is intense. It is intense, but that's what we get to go through. So if you get out to the cook-off, as we call it, between now and 11 o'clock, the gates are open. Have some fun. Go to the carnival, and then the real rodeo starts on Tuesday. So that is that. When we come back, I am going to talk about a number of different other things, as I told you. The best Fitbit. And by the way, I need to take a look. I don't have my watch on right now. I need to take a look at how many steps I walk Thursday and Friday already at the barbecue contest. It's nonstop. It's a very big parking lot. The iPhone. And also, a lot of people ask me this about new ways to – hey, they're not new, but banks are teaming up to create these digital wallets. There's new ways – and I say new for us old people – to pay people. There's Venmo. There's PayPal. There's Zelle. Do you use these? And so I'm going to give a primer over what some of these are, especially Venmo. I like Venmo because my kids are on Venmo. If I have to give them or send them money, I have to Venmo them now. Back in the day, I used to call my parents from college and ask them, could you go to the bank and put money in my account? Now it's like, hey, open your app and Venmo me some money. I'm going to make it really simple because that's how I do it here on the High Tech Texan Show. Happy Saturday, should you be listening live. Michael Garfield, the High Tech Texan Show. I'm going to give you the phone number, folks, because it is a call-in show. And sometimes I pick up the phone, sometimes I don't, but I'd love to talk to you. I do have a lot of topics because throughout the week that you do email me or you tweet me. And if you happen to have my phone number, nice to meet you. My name is Michael. You do text me. And some of it is actually about technology questions. Some of it is not. We're going to leave that right there. Oh, I kid because I'm funny. 713-222-5950. If you do want to get on the old tweets and everything, it's at High Tech Texan. Spell the whole thing out. HIGHTECHTEXAN. Certainly on Instagram. You can find me there too. And that you have to... It's an app, by the way. On Instagram, I mean, there's some ways that you can get it on the web, but for the true functionality of it, you want to download it on the app. And for history, do you remember it was Apple and the iPhone that actually created and came out with apps. Apps, short for application. And it wasn't the very, very first version of the iPhone that had apps. When that thing came out in 2007, it was the second version that came out in 2008. And Apple created what's called the App Store. And then they had the little icons. And yes, there were Blackberries were kind of, you know, around then. They were going out of style. And then there was an Android type of phone. But, you know, for years, I'd say a good 3, 4, 5, 6 years, I mean, the iPhone, because they created the App Store, and that was the only way to get apps before Android and Google came along. But even when Android was there, companies would release apps first on the iPhone, and then, oh, by the way, they release it for Android. Nowadays, obviously, there's more Android operating systems than iPhone operating systems worldwide. Worldwide, that is a fact, though. When companies or anybody releases an app, generally it's, okay, here's one for the Android, and here's one for the iPhone. And I go back because I mentioned 2007, the first generation iPhone. Who had one of those bad boys? And I will tell you this, for a non-Apple person, and you know that's me, I'm not an Apple person. And I'm not bragging, I'm going to tell you this just because I had access and whatever. I bought the very first iPhone in the city of Houston. It is a fact. I can prove it. I'm not bragging because really, who in the world cares right now? But if you go back to that day, it was my son's birthday. It was June 28, 2007, where everywhere around the world, and certainly in the United States, that was the launch of the iPhone. And it was a very big deal. No one had seen it. We saw teaser commercials. And one of my sponsors at that time was AT&T. Now, if you remember, when the iPhone was released, it was exclusive on AT&T network. It wasn't over Verizon or GTE or Sprint or anything else out there. It was a 5-year exclusive deal on AT&T. So AT&T was my sponsor, and they had they still have a very big store right across from the old Summit, the old Compaq Center, which is now the Church of the Oasis of Love. It was right down the Southwest Freeway. That was the big flagship Apple AT&T store in Houston. So I did I had a daily radio show at that point. It was in the morning, right here, same station, KPRC, 950 AM. And I did my radio show that morning from the store, which wasn't even open yet. The store probably opened at 11 o'clock. My show was from like 9 to 11 in the morning. They let me inside. I was doing my show. I had the regional manager, a regional vice president of AT&T. He was in with me in just anticipation. And there was a line around the block already of people waiting to buy the iPhone, the very first iPhone. Remember this? Of course, you remember when people lined up for the iPhone? So the iPhone is, it was at 6 p.m. before you could buy the iPhone. And it was a rolling thing. So on the East Coast, at 6 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. No. At 6 p.m. Eastern, you could buy it. Then at 6 p.m. Central, you could buy it. And then they did this meticulously. It was just all for PR, and they did a great job. I still remember this, 15 years ago. So anyway, I was still in the store. I came back. They let me and a few media members in the store about an hour beforehand because they wanted the cameras, video cameras, and the news cameras inside. So when they opened the doors, they wanted to get the rush of, you know, people streaming in and what's about the whole thing. Well, anyway, about 30 minutes before 6 o'clock, 5:30 p.m., the manager, regional manager, vice president, takes us upstairs in some of the offices of the AT&T store in a safe. And in the safe were boxed, shrink-wrapped, brand-new iPhones. He opened one of them, and we got to touch and hold it and goo-goo-ga-ga and slobber and everything over it 30 minutes beforehand. And I'm telling you what, I remember holding that thing for the first time, and it was like, wow. I mean, we'd never seen a... You know, there was no buttons, and it didn't fold, and it was just, you touched the screen. It was like, oh, my goodness. So anyway, I was already in the store. He was my sponsor. So I feel bad for the kid who was standing. I'm not kidding you. I feel bad for the kid who was standing in line probably for 2 days. But anyway, they had one pulled aside for me before I got into the rush. The second it opened at 6 o'clock, I went over, gave my credit card, and I actually got an iPhone. And I had an AT&T, and I had it just so I knew what was going on. And I think that may have been the last iPhone that I've actually had 15 years ago. So anyway, neither here nor there. My point of this entire 10-minute story, I still have this iPhone somewhere. It is used. It is probably beaten. It is probably busted because I don't even think they made iPhone cover cases back then. I bring it up because of this. You can sell old technology gear. And if it's nostalgic, people will pay for it. A first-generation iPhone sold recently for a record-breaking $63,000, the highest sale ever for an original iPhone. Thing is, though, it was still factory sealed. Factory sealed. No one opened it. No one. Who gets an iPhone and doesn't open it? Well, I'll tell you. There's a story over here. The lady who had the iPhone, she was a cosmetic tattoo artist. Her name's Karen Green. I don't even know where she lives. It was a gift. Somebody gave her a gift as a congratulations for starting a new job back in 2007. Well, guess what? She didn't want to give up her Verizon phone number. And at that point, maybe they weren't portable, the phone numbers. So she decided to keep the iPhone sealed in a box. Fast forward 15 years, and her decision to stick with Verizon, it's pretty much reaped some pretty incredible rewards. Put it on auction, $63,000. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on your iPhone or via the iHeartRadio app or your portable, go into your closet right now, go into your attic, go into your drunk drawer, and you start searching through old crap that you think is worthless. This is like your mom throwing out your baseball cards back in the day. Oh, you really? You had a Roger Maris in there? Mom, why'd you do that? Oh, I didn't think they're going to be worth anything. $63,000. That's amazing. But you know what? I follow the market, and it's actually not surprising. Because if you look back at the meteoric rise of Apple over the past two decades, I mean, if you purchased $1,000 of Apple stock back in January of 2007, it'd be $53,000 today. So whether you bought a sealed smartphone thinking it would be the future or maybe thought that Apple would go on to shape modern history by investing in the company, let's just say you'd be sitting on a pretty penny today. 713-212-5950. Quick stories. I'd love to talk to you or tweet me or send me an email, michael@hightechtexan.com. Anything that you sold for a very impressive amount of money that you were holding on and you thought it was junk. And it doesn't have to be technology. You know, give me a baseball card. Give me a sports memorabilia story. Give me something. Did you have a program from Super Bowl I or things? 713-212-5950 as we take our break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I've been getting a lot of compliments on my obviously it's rodeo season. I'm going to tie this back here. I got some new cowboy boots not long ago. I was over at the Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Absolutely fell in love with this store. My goodness, I got a new pair of crocodile boots, and I broke them in the past 2 weeks. Doing a lot of the media, going to all these fun stuff at the rodeo events, and I'll be wearing them out there today and probably for the next day, if I even go to the rodeo, Houston. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Republic Boot Company if anybody's interested in it. Plus, a little bit, it's a very Texas historic thing. I mean, you walk in, they give you a beer, they give you some bourbon, smells leather, it's good stuff. Chris Conrad is the gentleman who runs it, and his passion is great. Anything else? I am here for you. It's Michael Garfield, the High Tech Texan Show. We are back at it. I hope everybody is having a wonderful morning. And thank you so much for tuning in. Michael Garfield, High Tech Texan Show. Been doing it for 22 years here in Houston and also listened all around this great state of ours, and actually all around the country, if not the world, on iHeartRadio. We do thank you for that. Big time of year. You know, I've been yapping about it. The countdown is on, people. It is Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo time. I really do love this, and especially the barbecue cook-off, which is happening next weekend, easily the three most fun nights of the year. There's a lot of fun stuff. If you've never been, you got to go. But when you go, man, you got to get decked out. You got to be, because listen, I'm a Texan, but I really don't have the hat. You know, I've had boots for a while, but I mean, I really got to just put on the doodads and the duds throughout the rodeo season. Over the years, I've collected some nice hats and a belt or so, but I hit the jackpot because I just found out, and I'm serious, it is one of the coolest stores that I've seen in Houston, if not Texas, where you need to get there ASAP to get your boots and you get your belts, you get your hats. It's called Republic Boot Company. And it's in the Heights right now. And I follow these guys on Facebook. It's like, man, everybody in the world, they got famous people. It's so fun. So I popped in, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I hung out with Chris Conrad, whose idea this was years and years ago. And it is just the mecca of Texas. Since it is almost rodeo time, I wanted to bring him on to let him tell his story a little bit more. Chris Conrad, the impresario, Mr. Texan. How are you, my man? I appreciate you tuning in.
Hey, Michael, how are you? I'm doing great. Doing great. It's our time of year. It's rodeo time in Houston.
You know, being in Texas and having a boot company, you have to imagine, and I saw the backup that you guys have making your custom boots. I mean, it's a 365 year deal. You've had employees there who just are just so knowledgeable and so skilled without a doubt. But obviously you're right. This time of year, everybody's like, oh, I forgot, rodeo's coming up. How quickly can I get something? And so I bet you're going crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's a passion of ours to keep the experience, something that's really unique and just next level. It's not a big box store. We're not a small somebody's garage making stuff. We are a combination of all these things that really is the ultimate Texas experience. And, you know, our custom boots are not going to be next day kind of thing. It's going to take a bit of time. We're about, you know, 7-8 months out, but you can grab boots today from our stock line. So we do have pre-made boots.
Well, it's exactly what I did. But the funny thing is, I mean, I like experience. I like mom and pop stores. I like small idea stores that continue to grow. This really should be a destination. I mean, when you walk in, I mean, Chris, this is Texas. I mean, you smell the leather. I mean, you see all the cow hides hanging. You've got just rows and rows of just gorgeous boots in the front. Yes. And you can measure and you can custom make them in back. You've got a freaking bar, my man. Dude, your bar is stronger than my bar at home. You got brown water. You've got beer. You got a stage, Chris, where live bands play. When you created this concept of Republic Boot Company, what was in your mind to bring Texas into a physical store?
I mean, those are the things that I love, right? I spent a lot of time. It's been about 20 years traveling internationally. I lived in Italy for a long time, spent a lot of time in Japan, and I really saw what they loved to do and what they thought Texas was, right? They would say, oh, cowboy Texas. And I'm like, yeah, actually, we are. Actually, my family were those things, right? So, and I loved what they were doing as well from their culture. So when I came back, I was determined to create something that was just really cool, Texas, authentic, where you can actually see the guys making this stuff. It's not just something that's cranked out of a machine, but you can watch our guys take that artistic aspects of what they're doing and then have it be made in front of you. I thought it was so cool. So that was the idea. And then bring in all the other things that you just talked about, like the bar, the live music, the handcrafted, you know, singer-songwriter stuff. It's just really resonates with folks, and they love it. So it's a passion thing, man. They love it.
Talking with Chris Conrad. He is with Republic Boot Company. We'll make sure to give the address. And I'm also going to let you know when the next bands are coming, because there's a lot of beer, a lot of fun going on. I totally can see. This is better than bar, Chris. But that's the thing. That's what Texas is. We are friendly folk. And for the people who are listening to this out of state, I mean, when they come to our great state, they need to come in and visit this thing in Houston. But you just hang and you become friends and you look on the wall, all of the famous people, the pictures who have come in and got custom made boots for you, and the craftsmanship. What you showed me, the gentleman back there who's been doing this in his entire lifetime, the craftsmanship. Tell us about this bootmaker and his experience.
Yeah, so our master bootmaker's name is Raul Cerrillo. He's just a fantastic gentleman. He said he had a vision from God to come to us, which I'm like, yeah, right. You know, until he came, know who that is. People would walk in. I was like, that's John Wayne's master bootmaker. He's done all these, you know, from Willie Nelson to the Bushes to everybody. I mean, he's the guy, the best in America. And it was just a real blessing to have this guy, you know, come to our shop many years ago. I think it's been about 8 years ago. He's a third generation bootmaker. And then we have apprentices learning underneath him, his sons and others. So it's really great. I mean, he's a preacher as well. So we just have this great synergy of just good people that are just passionate about the craft. And he loves to kind of show off these different things I was talking about, the hand carving and the lighting the thing on fire and all these different aspects that go into creating a boot that people have no idea So, you know, I said, look, we're going to be working in here, but it's also a showroom. It's like a educational like school where people can kind of understand what's going on, but also have a good time. So it's this great blend. And, you know, the store's not too small, too big. We call it kind of like a Goldilocks, just right. And we have the best guys in the world here.
Talking to Chris Conrad. He is with Republic Boot Company. Go ahead. I want you to name drop. I want you to give me just a handful of the stars that over the years that you have fitted boots for. And listen, it's not like it's a secret. You walk in and their names are everywhere. But I mean, you are, you're the Western Outfitter bootmaker to the stars, brother.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. No, we'd like to do stuff for those people that I was talking about before. And you can see a lot of the guys on our website as well. But you know, my main passion is our common folk, the people that put a lot of money down into dropping this for their retirement gift or for these different things. It's the common people that I really care about. Yeah, we've made boots for Altuve and JJ Watt and a lot of singer songwriter guys, Robert O'Keefe and others. I mean, that come in all the time, bull riders. But you know, my main passion, Michael, is just the people that come in. I mean, the Laura Anthony's that spent $2,000 for her wedding, or you know, John Smith that got him for his retirement gift or whatever. Those are the people that I love. I mean, we've had people get buried in our boots. People that my great grandfather had this certain style, and then we replicate that. And then those people have honestly passed away and they're buried in our boots. It's a crazy thing, but that's the people that we really like to name drop, or the people that, you know, are the hardworking people getting our boots. And we're going to take care of those people for life. They're going to come in. I'm going to say, hey, I had Mario Diaz in here earlier. He's bought 4 pairs of boots. We're drinking a beer together. He's having a good time. We're friends with those guys forever. Because honestly, some of the bigger names, they're not as passionate about our boots because they get stuff all the time. You know, the people that actually want to make part of the boot, which they can pick the leathers out and go through it. Those are the people that I love to do boots for.
It's called Republic Boot Company. When you walk in, you'll quickly see it's just more than boots. And this is the time of year. And again, I'm really kind of talking specifically if you're in around Houston or you're going to come to Rodeo Houston, you want to come in maybe one-stop shop and you just want to get dooted out. So yes, you got the boots and you do have them on the shelf for men and women. But you've got jackets. I mean, for men, you know me, I'm Mr. Fashionista over here. I mean, you've got some really cool shirts, some colorful shirts. You've got some great jackets. But for the ladies over there, I mean, you've got the purses and you've got the jackets with the bling and the fringe on stuff like that. So I mean, you cater to everything from the entire outfit, not just on their feet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're known for our boots, bags, and belts, which are leather products. Of course, we hand make all of those. We also have a in-house suit designer, which is Blue Fine Menswear, so you can get the full custom suit. It's kind of the Texas look, right? You got the suit jacket, the jeans, the boots. Then we have a custom hat maker inside of our shop as well. So yeah, you can get the whole thing. You know, those are the core elements. And then, of course, we've got little ladies things and other components. But it's fun. You know, it's not too much of that stuff because we're focused on our core product, boots. But we have a fun time with it. And we can make just about anything out of leather as well. So if you got something that like a holster or something very specific, we've done some really interesting things with that.
No, I like it. I'm already getting emails over here. People are saying, shut up. Michael, tell us the address, please, and what are his hours? And so I'll leave it to you. Republic Boot Company, where can they find you? What days and hours you open?
Yeah, so we're in the Heights. So my family is from the Heights, from the 1800s. So this new shop, we've only been here a year. We came back to the Heights, which is a unique building. It's over 100 years old, right here on Studewood and 11th Street here in the Heights. And so you can find us at republicbootcompany.com. There's lots of ways to get there. You just put a Republic Boot Company in your Google and it'll take you right here.
Gotcha. And
your days, boot house.
Boot house. What a day. You open 7 days a week or what you got?
No, we have our guys take off on Sundays, but we're open every day. So from 10 to 6 most of the week, and then Saturdays 11 to 4. Come out and see us. You know, if you want to get some custom boots, you can come in anytime, but just drop us an email, drop us a message. We have a little chat button on our website and we can get you some time so we can dedicate hours to you to make it very specific for you. But if you're in a rush and you just want to stop by, come on in. We got tons of other stuff that you can get immediately.
Well, I can say for a fact your products are top notch. And for all my listeners who happen to see me walking around and who's going to see me at tomorrow night's Rodeo Best Bites, or you know, see me doing a lot of barbecue cook off, look on my feet, maybe, because I'm sporting some brand new crocodiles over there. So here's some beautiful stuff, man. I know my next stop is I need my high tech Texan logo. But again, that's 7 or 8 months. And for an ADHD folk guy like me, I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna make it done. But you know, you're the only place I'm getting my stuff.
Thank you, brother. It's a good time, man.
Oh, he's good. Chris Conrad, I can't think of it. By the way, I'm a marketing guy, so I'm going to give you one more slogan, okay? You mentioned you have boots, bags, and belts. I'm going to just make sure we continue the alliteration. Folks, if you want boots, bags, belts, beer, or bourbon, make sure you check out the Republic Boot Company. You dig that?
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Listen, you're the best. Such a nice, nice guy. Great. Your kids, your wife, it's a wonderful family affair. It's called Republic Boot Company. It's in the Heights. I'm sure I'll see you out at rodeo or cook-off or something like that. But listen, congrats on your success. And this is absolutely generational that you're going to continue this because it is all Texas and you do such a great job.
Awesome, Michael. Thank you so much, brother.
You got it. All right, folks. I mean, seriously, we could talk more about this. We could talk about barbecue, but you know, it's funny. I'll come back on the other side and I'll tell stories. I remember my first pair of boots that my parents got me. They were dingo boots. I mean, I'm serious. I bet your first pair of boots you're never going to forget. And I now have, I've never had a custom made one. I'm going to know I'm going to get them soon, but I got these gorgeous pair that I picked up at the Republic Boot Company and I've got several right now. So yeehaw, I am a Texan. Listen, folks, don't go anywhere. 713-212-5950. The High Tech Texan Show continues right here. It's Michael Garfield. Hey, thanks to my man, Chris Conrad. Really great yapping with him. What a great story. Republic Boot Company. It's on 11th Street from the Heights. And this is their big season. It's so funny because I've been there twice already. One time, I'm not kidding you, I stopped in literally just to have a bourbon and listen to some music on a Friday afternoon. I mean, that's how inviting it is. You should go check them out. But it's funny. This is about 2 weeks ago, and he comes in. He says, hey, people want to, hey, can I get a custom-made pair of boots in time for the rodeo? I mean, he doesn't laugh, but he kindly explains that there's pretty much one master bootmaker there, and they have a 7 or 8 month backup. but they do have gorgeous, gorgeous, obviously handmade boots right on the shelf, which is that's the way I had to go. But one day I'm going to get a pair of boots with my High Tech Texan logo. So what are you going to do? But anyway, thanks to him. 713-212-5950. Big shout out to Universal Plumbing Supply. They are a big sponsor of this show and actually a lot of other plumbing issues here in and around the Houston area because they've only been around for, 40 years right now. If you have any issues with – actually, it's not issues. They're not going to come and fix anything for you. It's called Universal Plumbing Supply, which means they have most every single thing you can think of and more for plumbing supplies. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you need anything from sink faucets to PVC pipes, a water heater, just walk in and they have it all. It is downtown. 2301 South Congress Street. They are open right now, Saturday. They close at 2 p.m., 7 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and just plumbing supplies galore. I know they're listening right now. Guys and girls, hey, listen, you guys are great. I've been there several times to get things, including things to fix my toilet. Yes, I'm a very handy man, but they do. It's right near Minute Maid Park, Universal Plumbing Supply, Houston.com. And guys, listen, if there's any technological plumbing issues, I actually contact them because they're pretty darn smart. I will tell you that. I want to talk about this payment. I'll back it up. Universal Plumbing Supply. They take credit cards. I'm sure they take cash. I don't know. Actually, I can't guarantee that. There's many places that don't take cash. I don't know if they take PayPal or Venmo or anything like that, because I tell you, more and more people. Are more and more places they're accepting that stuff. And that's actually, for years, I mean, I've had PayPal, and I have Zelle, and I have Venmo, but a lot of people still don't use this. I know my parents, I think they have Venmo, I think, because that's how they kind of send my kids, their grandkids, money, gifts, birthday presents, or whatever. You know, I grew up getting a check. My grandparents, they gave me a check. Some people put it, they would put it in my account if I needed it. No. It is now all, hey, mom, hey, dad, can you Venmo me some money? I needed some PayPal. Well, part one of the story is several banks, they're reportedly working together on a digital wallet that links debit and credit cards because they're trying to compete with PayPal and Apple Pay. And this wallet, it's going to be operated by kind of a third party company called Early Warning Services that also runs Zelle. And this includes like JPMorgan Chase, Bank America, Wells Fargo. And the new wallet would initially be launched with Visa and MasterCard already on board. And they're trying to launch this thing sometime this year. And I think the move could be seen as an effort to really slow down Apple's push into consumer banking. That's right, Apple's trying to get into banking because they already have an Apple credit card and they got a very loyal customer base. So there, this may happen at some point. But the question is, and a lot of people say, especially, you know, maybe some of my listeners right now, they have no clue what Venmo is and how does it work. It's really, it's a, I'm going to call it a peer-to-peer digital wallet. Easy way to send money. I mean, if you go to the, if you ever go to a flea market or maybe buy something online, maybe from a small vendor, it's not just a MasterCard or Visa logo, whatever like that. The payment options have changed. There's a lot of sellers who once maybe relied on traditional cash payments. Venmo, V-E-N-M-O, it's become a business option to collect a lot of revenue. Now, interestingly enough, whether you knew this or not, Venmo is owned by PayPal. That's right. Venmo had almost 90 million accounts as of late last year. 90 million. There were some studies done that shoppers are 19% more likely to complete a purchase using Venmo than traditional payment methods. Venmo users shop twice as much as the average shoppers. I don't disagree. I use Venmo for not a lot. If you want to pay somebody, somebody took me to dinner, I didn't have any cash, I borrowed some cash, hey buddy, let me Venmo the money. And that goes into your Venmo account, which is linked to either A, your credit card, your bank, or it's just like a sinking fund. It's a debit card. You know, I keep some money in my Venmo account. And if I ever need to quickly, you know, pay somebody back, send one of my kids some money, boom, it goes out from there. It's so sweet. It's very simple to use. And I only used Venmo, I'll tell you, I can almost tell you the day. It was August 24th, 2000, what do we need, 2023, 25 years ago, 2018. That was the day my youngest son started college. And I'm sitting in his dorm room. We had just moved him into his dorm room. And he goes, you should download Venmo. And I'm like, what's Venmo? And he goes, this is the way you could pay me. I'm like, great. So anyway, I remember I'm sitting in his dorm room and I downloaded Venmo. So I've been using it now for 5 years. It's easy to add money. I mean, Venmo, you can actually, there's a Venmo debit card. And debit card holders, you can add money from your bank account directly to your Venmo balance. But I'll get to that later. But Venmo, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a peer-to-peer, one-to-one. It's a digital wallet where users link their bank accounts to send money back and forth. And it allows you to pay and request money from other users. It's also got a very good social component, which I don't use, but allows friends to see each other's payment activity without seeing the exact dollar amount they spend. I turn that off. I don't want people seeing that I paid, you know, because you explained, paying somebody back for pizza. I needed a six-pack of beer, so I paid this store. I turn all my privacy off. I don't want anybody seeing what I'm doing. But that's PayPal was smart when they created it because Venmo is maybe for the younger generation. Hey, you know, me and I took my you know, my best friend out. We were besties. And we hit the town and what? Yeah. I don't do that. But what you do, you download the Venmo app to use the digital wallet. And once you created your account, you add a card or link your bank account on your app or your desktop, and you'll verify it, whatever. And now you can send or you can request money to your friends. And you know what? Let's play a game. To test it out, why don't you guys out there in listener land, why don't you download Venmo? And why don't you just test it and maybe send me a little cash? I am Michael-Garfield-2. Just let's see if it works. You know, this is all experimentation, all in fun. But all you need to do is find their name, you enter the amount, and you put a little note about the payment, and you hit request or pay, and it's done. Now, that's how it actually works. It can come out of your bank account. I have, as I said, I use the Venmo balance because you don't have to have money in your Venmo balance to pay other users on the app. But I do use my Venmo balance because it is much more hassle-free without getting my bank involved. You know, you find the user's name, you hit the amount, say you want to transfer me 5, 10, 15 bucks. It's cool. You hit pay. Michael-Garfield-2, by the way, that's my Venmo account. And then you can transfer your Venmo balance to your bank account. You can all do that. More and more companies need to use this. And the question number one, as we get to about a minute before the top of the hour, is Venmo safe? I'm going to tell you this. Venmo is generally safe. I'm going to say generally safe because ain't nothing on the internet is safe, but generally safe. It uses encryption to protect your account and all your financial information. And you can safely verify the identity of the user you're paying. You just make sure that the profile picture and their username is accurate. It may also ask you to confirm the last four digits of the user's phone number if this is the first time you paid for them. You can put a PIN code. You can have two-factor authentication. Try the thing. It's okay. But I read stories how banks, traditional banks of JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they're trying to get into the digital wallet. People, this is the new way. Will we ever see green cash ever out of our lives? In our lifetime? No. I'm still waiting for change, coins, pennies to get out of my life. That ain't happened. But I'll tell you what, life's getting a heck of a lot easier through these digital wallets. Any questions about that? That's why I have one more hour of this show. 713-212-5950. Don't go anywhere. Coming back, we're going to talk a little bit about the barbecue cook-off. Should you update your new iPhone to the new operating system? And what's the best Fitbit on the market? I'm here for you. You be here for me. Be right back.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The high-tech Texan.
Is Michael Garfield?
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
If you're just tuning in, you missed the first hour of the show. And we have one more hour of the show to go. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but we're halfway through the show, right? Which means we're halfway to happy hour, people. And this has been a very happy weekend. Very happy week here, starting with Mardi Gras. Everybody out, go party a little too hard. And then there's Ash Wednesday, which I still don't yell at me, don't at me. I have really no idea what Ash Wednesday is. Do not know. I don't think you drink on Ash Wednesday. I'm not sure. But I saw people with ashes on their foreheads making an ash of themselves. Just kidding. I kid because I love. And then Thursday was the start of the World Championship Barbecue Contest, which I am still surprised I have a voice and I have a liver. We will talk to the chairwoman, of the World Championship Barbecue Contest at the bottom of the hour. It is happening right now. It is the third and final day. Gates are open. The carnival's open. And if you've never been to the contest, kids are allowed right now. Very family fun event. You can walk around, do the carnival, And kids under 21, I think you cannot be on site after 7 o'clock tonight because that's when the fun really, really starts. And congratulations to everybody involved. Anxious to talk to Lisa Schusenhofer, who is the chairman of the 49th Annual World Championship Barbecue Contest, which in about 3 hours from right now, about 2.5-3 hours, my gut is going to be full of brisket as I am one of the official super secret judges of that brisket contest. I'll give you the number here if you want to get in line to say hi, ask me questions about anything that has to do with cars, trucks, autos, travel, bourbon, barbecue, by the way, technology, 713-212-5950. Last hour I told you about the first-generation iPhone in its original packaging sold for $63,000. So since then, everybody has been in their garage and their junk drawers looking for old tech gear or something to sell, which I have done for the past few days since I read that story. I thought that was pretty cool. I want to talk about Fitbits because I've been teasing this raw. Of all the questions that I get, number one, Michael, is that your real hair? Number one, Michael, how come you're not married? Number one, it goes on and on. Michael, I need a Fitbit. I need one of these smart tracker watches. Which one should I get? It's a personal preference, and there's so many on the market. Fitbit is one of the first ones to market. It's got a great name, and if people actually just call Fitbit, it's really an Apple Watch. No, it's really a Samsung Galaxy Wear. No, the Fitbit is actual brand, but they have a number of them. So if you want a basic fitness tracker, maybe a smartwatch, there is a Fitbit for a lot of people. And if you look at the calendar right now, it's 2023, you kind of wonder if Fitbit is still relevant. Google actually owns it. Google bought Fitbit years ago. But Fitbit does remain one of the most recognizable names in the industry. Now, they're probably not meant for the most hardcore of athletes. They're really good devices because they can track your overall activity. They can monitor certain health and wellness metrics, your blood oxygen, your EKG. But is this something you want? Because you want something specifically from Google. Do you want something specifically from Apple? We don't know what's going to happen with the future of Fitbit. But there's a number of different of them out there. And I was looking at the number of them out there, and there's a lot of them. And I kind of pared them down. If you're looking for something specifically in the Fitbit category, and this is not a Fitbit commercial because I have no clue how to contact anybody from Fitbit. And I will tell you, I don't think I've ever had a Fitbit of all my smartwatches. I actually wear a Samsung Galaxy watch, which I love. I think, what do I got, version 5 right now? Oh, I love it. And but I don't have smart Fitbits. But people, Michael, which Fitbit should I get? There's one actually, believe it or not, it's the Google Pixel Watch. And I told you, Google owns Fitbit. So technically, they're all Google products right now. And Fitbit powers all the Google Pixel watches and the health and fitness features. But there's the best Fitbit smartwatch is actually the Google Pixel Watch. It's about $350. And it's got a great design. It's kind of got a circular display. It's got a little dome on top. Looks a lot, very, very elegant, must I say, for one of these watches. And on your wrist, it looks like a watch, not a tracker dressed up as a watch, if you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of apps that you can download in the whole thing for health and fitness tracking. The Pixel Watch, as I said, it's essentially a Fitbit because it's the Fitbit integration is built right into the watch. There's a Fitbit app. You can view your data. You can watch the EKGs, this one, however, it doesn't offer alerts for abnormally high or abnormally low heart rates or irregular heart rhythms. So in the long run, Google is going to start adding some of these things. Now, if you want a fitness tracker that looks like a smartwatch, you can look at the Fitbit Versa. We're on Versa 4 or the Sense 2. They're around $220, maybe up to $300. But if you care about EKG readings and more robust stress tracking, take a look at the Fitbit Sense 2, the number 2. Now, what about if you don't want to spend a lot of money? There's budget Fitbits too. The new one is called the Fitbit Inspire 3. $99.95, under $100. It's got a color OLED display. And it's kind of weird looking. It's very thin. It looks like a pill. So it's not a square-ish type of thing. It's not a round type of thing. It's a vertical. It's not a particular rectangle. It's a rounded off rectangle. It's small. Looks like a pill. But for $100, what do you get? Kind of, it's like a fitness band. You're not going to get GPS. You're not going to get contactless payments. You're not going to get digital assistance. It's you know, you're going to get, maybe there's some sleep tracking in there. There's some stress management features. There's a regular heart rate notifications. But I'll tell you what, for under $100, and by the way, I'm sure these, you could probably get these things even on sale too if you monitor. So Fitbit Inspire 3 if you want something a little on the inexpensive side. There's a Fitbit Charge. You see how many? So I've already talked about the Fitbit, the Pixel, the Sense, the Versa. Now we have the Fitbit Charge 5. The Charge series has always been popular. It's $150. It's kind of Fitbit's higher-end fitness band, kind of along the lines of the very expensive Versa 4 and the features. It's a color LED. It's got an EKG, an EDA sensor. You do have some GPS built into this thing, some NFC payments, so you can walk into your grocery stores, and you can put your watch up and make payments too. But of all of these, you do have to watch the battery life. You have to watch it. Now, I personally haven't tried the battery life, but you know, hopefully you're going to get something that's going to at least last several days without thing. One more thing. People wanted to know, is there a Fitbit? Is there something worth getting for kids? Actually, there is. The Ace line, Fitbit Ace, and we're up to number 3 right now, $80. I haven't seen much about it, but it's a basic tracker. It's pretty rugged with a bumper. It's kind of like a cover for a watch because kids just do everything. It actually comes with parental controls. I think it's a pretty good choice for parents whose main priority is making sure their kids get enough daily exercise. It's not location tracking. There are things that location tracking do, but if you're looking along, I get this so much, Fitbit. So I'm taking you literally. I'm giving you Fitbit information, so feel free to podcast this back and forth again. We're going to take a break right now. Coming back, should you update to the new iOS on your iPhone? And if you're an Android person, which new Samsung S23 is for you? And there are a lot of them right here on the High Tech Texans Show. Happy early afternoon in the Central Time Zone. If it is way past the early afternoon, you are probably listening on the East Coast, which means you are listening probably through our stream online or our iHeartRadio app, which we thank you for downloading. I am Michael Garfield, by the way. I am based in Texas in the Central Time Zone, which is kind of why I call myself the High Tech Texan for 22 years right here on our KPRC 950 AM. That is my flagship based here, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm about, 3 hours away, 2.5 hours away from sitting down and being a judge at the World Championship Barbecue Contest here as a prelude to the Houston Rodeo starting next week. I haven't eaten in a while, so I look at Callum over here who's behind the glass, you're kind of working and making sure we're on the air. But, bro, I'm getting kind of weak. Do I look kind of weak, man? I thought so, yeah. So like, I'm gonna get some red meat, which I don't do a lot in my body here pretty soon. I judge a lot. I'm asked to be one of these little media judges for so many things and drinks and cocktails or whatever. Some of the times I just really have to stomach some stuff because I just don't like the thing at all. And I keep my ears and eyes open for some crazy food and combo or fast food stuff, you know, stuff like that. So. It's pretty funny, including one of this. It just came out. There is, Easter's coming up, and one of the most disgusting candies ever made are Peeps. I am not a Peeps fan whatsoever. You know, I'm hanging with my Peeps, but I do not eat that marshmallow flavored crap. They partnered with Pepsi. There is a Peeps flavored Pepsi marshmallow soda. It's called Peeps Pepsi. People, I'm a creative person. I like doing bits on radio. I'm not making this up. And if anybody has tried this, 713-212-5950, you better get on my phone. Get on your phone and you talk to me right now. How do you combine a thick, fluffy marshmallow with a carbonated soft drink? What's this thing taste like? First of all, a lot of people don't even like Pepsi. I mean, does the can come in a little chick flavored container? It's marshmallow flavored. Now, I've had grapes that taste like marshmallows. No, I've had grapes that taste like cotton candy if you go to the store. Who comes up with this stuff? It's really not. I'll tell you exactly what it's for. It's for idiots like me on the radio to actually make fun of and kill time. And guess what? I've said the word Peeps and Pepsi probably 5 times right now, so they're getting some free love. A lot of companies actually send me some of the stuff to taste. Apparently, I'm not on the Peeps Pepsi PR media list, and we're going to keep it that way. We're going to keep it that way. Oh, by the way, in other world news of food, I saw this headline. I have to tell you guys about this. I saw this headline. I'm thinking, there's no way this happened. This is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This is on the BBC. Here's the headline. Mars Wrigley Factory fined after two workers fall into chocolate vat. Whoever wrote that headline, man, it's good. You know, props to them because it got me. U.S. workplace safety regulators have fined a Pennsylvania factory after two workers fell into a vat of chocolate and had to be rescued. Mars Wrigley's in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, fined $14,500 by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Now, this dates back to June of last year. I have no clue how the workers fell into a batching tank, which is the tank used to mix the ingredients for Dove chocolate. So if you've had Dove chocolate, if you taste, I don't know, blue jeans, old socks, shampoo, you know what's going on. Two dozen rescuers responded. One worker transported to the hospital through helicopter. They're in a vat, and a hole had to be cut into the bottom of the partly full tank to get them out. This is awesome. I love this story. This is the company that makes M&Ms, Snickers, Twix. That should have been a Super Bowl commercial. Two people swimming in a vat of chocolate. And by the way, why is this a bad thing? Because I love chocolate. And I think Dove chocolate, which I haven't had in years, that's some damn good chocolate. That's better than floating in a pool. And by the way, was one of these people named Augustus Glump? I mean, this is a headline written out of Will. Is there another version of Willy Wonka coming out? I think there is, with Timothy Chalamet or something like that. This is like a publicity move, isn't it? Why am I even on this subject? 7132, because I'm hungry. 7132125950. Should you upgrade your iPhone to the new operating system? Was that what you guys were waiting for all this time? Apple does have a newly updated software system. It's called iOS 16.3.1, and it does fix a security vulnerability that hackers may have exploited in the wild. Comes just a few weeks after the release of the real big 16.3. Now, if you have an iPhone, if you have any iPhone, certainly after the iPhone 8, you should update this thing. But there's a lot of new things in iOS 16.3.1. Improved crash detection. Crash detection is a feature that alerts emergency services if your new iPhone 14 detects a severe car crash and is on by default. It fixes things with the iCloud settings, Siri request for Find My Phone. People are really, they do have some trepidation of, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't want to upgrade my phone because the icons are going to change and I'm not going to find where this thing is. Generally right now, it's behind the scenes. I think the look, the feel of your apps generally are going to remain the same. And I think in this one, it is. It's just fixed some things that allegedly make it more less vulnerable to hackers out there. If you don't know how to do it, because sometimes your phones do it automatically. If you want to do it manually, you go to settings and you go, then you go to general and then you click software update. And if your iPhone is already set to automatic updates, your iPhone is going to download and install the update overnight while it's charging and it's connected to Wi-Fi. And if you want to install these updates automatically without even worrying about it, you click on Settings, General, Software Update, Enable Automatic Updates. It's as simple as that. Has anybody done it? Why are you scared to update your operating system? At some point, if you don't update your operating systems or your firmware, some of your products aren't going to work. Now, I'm not going to say your iPhone is not going to work, but if you've got an older version of an iPhone, maybe an iPhone 8 or something, at some point, there's not going to be any support for it unless you do update it. And at some point, your old iPhones, not even iPhones, any piece of hardware, it's obsolete. And any piece of software, too, including Internet Explorer, I mentioned this last week, Microsoft permanently disables the Microsoft Internet Explorer browser on most versions of Windows 10. I loved Internet Explorer. Man, I was the first one. I used it. I mean, I work for Microsoft, and I think, you know, Bill Gates planted the chip inside my head. I was a Microsoft IE, the Internet Explorer. Man, there was a number of things out there. I mean, there's Safari, there's Chrome, and all these things. But it came out in 1995, people. Man, there was Mozilla Firefox and all this stuff and stuff like that. But it's gone now. Now, they retired Microsoft Internet Explorer. So you're asking, well, I have Windows. What am I supposed to use? Well, it's now called Microsoft Edge. Edge was launched like 8 years ago. And since then, Microsoft has gradually phased out Internet Explorer. But the Internet Explorer browser has officially been gonzo. It's now called Microsoft Edge. You know, a little bit more security, a little more features, more AI coming. Bing, Microsoft Bing is certainly out there as a search engine. That's not an actual explorer or browser, if you will. But AI, artificial intelligence, everything from ChatGPT. I'll tell you what, as we get to the bottom of the hour, Microsoft is betting big on artificial intelligence. Microsoft wanted to own the cloud. I remember their commercials years ago. What's the cloud? Microsoft's really trying to own artificial intelligence. Everything like ChatGPT. They're getting ready to launch a Bing search engine with a chat bot, if you will, based on that thing, which we'll get to that as soon as it's released. Bottom of the hour. I know you're dying to hear about barbecue. I know I'm dying to eat. We'll get to that with the chairman of the 49th annual World Championship Barbecue Contest happening now through tonight after the third day. Lisa Schusenhofer, she's going to be my guest after this. Don't go anywhere. We welcome you back. What is going on? Hope everybody's having a great weekend. You know, this is what I do. 5 days a week, I do nothing. But weekends, between all the radio and all the appearances, that's what I got going on. And next weekend, people, it is on. Game is on. Seriously, my favorite weekend of the year. And I'm not kidding you. You know what I'm about to talk about, because if you've listened to me for well over 20 years, you know the three most fun nights in Houston that I've always said, ladies and gentlemen, is the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off. It is time. We're going to give you some more information. I hope you like barbecue. I hope you like smelling like barbecue when you leave. But it really is one of the, if not the biggest party in the city year in, year out. Always a pleasure of mine every year to have the chairman of the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off come into my show. Really, it's because they bring barbecue. And so there's no way anybody in radio is turning down free food. And so Lisa Schusenhofer, she brings in barbecue from Damaris, the very first female chairman of the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off. First of all, Lisa, it's great seeing you, and congrats, man. You have stepped up. You are the queen bee now.
Well, thank you so much. We're excited. The cook-off starts on February 23rd, 24th, mm-hmm. and 25th. It's $20 to get in. Mm-hmm. If you go to rodeohouston.com, you can pull up their app, find your way in, get your parking. It's $20 to get in. And Friday night, we have Roger Craiger, Kevin Fowler. Saturday, we have Reckless Kelly. And that's, you get all that for your $20 plus a barbecue plate.
Plus the food, too. You also get a food. You get what is like a sandwich and chips or something?
It's sliced beef, mm-hmm. sausage, mm-hmm. beans, mm-hmm. potatoes, potato chips.
Potato chips, yeah. As we say, all that. And a bag of chips. That's exactly
chips.
What we're This is, how many years has the cook-off been going on? What number is this?
This is our 49th annual cook-off.
49th. Sadly, I'm a little older than the cook-off. But you know what? I'm never going to outgrow the cook-off because it is such a blast. I came here, when I moved here to Houston about 30 years ago, and I guess I've now been coming to the cook-off almost the 30 years. I didn't know what to expect. And it's a blast. And a lot of people think, okay, it's all private tents. And a lot of them are, but the fact is there are some public tents. The carnival's open. And it is family friendly, certainly in the day. And so, you know, when you explain the cook-off to people, certainly with families, you know, what do you tell them to expect once they hit on site?
Well, once you get on site, we have the Miller Lite Garden Stage. It's starts music at 6:15 on Thursdays, at 3:30 Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and the stage opens at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then off of the end of the garden is our chuck wagon, where you can get your barbecue plate, craft beer, sodas, water, and then off of that is the public food tent. So public,
yeah,
music tent,
right.
And you can go in there and be undercover if there's rain, weather, or any of that. It is inside a tent, and no pass is required to get in there.
Lisa Schusenhofer, she is joining me. She is the chairman of the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off that is held this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's on the grounds of NRG Center, and it's I know personally, because I've done it, how to navigate the parking, but when how about some tips? You talked about the app. Where can people find out information of where to park and even, I think, pre-purchase tickets?
Yeah, all your pre-purchase stuff is on rodeohouston.com. And we do have some parking at the 610 lot, which is the old Astroworld lot. It fills up very quickly. After that, there's the Reed Road lot that shuttles you over from there also.
How many teams participate?
We have 253 teams participating this year.
That's a lot of dead cow.
That's a lot of meat, man.
And the judging, I know it happens, I believe, on Saturday. And big, big awards. And, I mean, I'm fortunate because I get to judge a lot of stuff. Listen, they always bring in media people to judge this and judge that. And normally we just have fun. We compare notes. This stuff is super secret because I've judged the barbecue before, and you can't talk to anybody. You can't take a picture. I mean, this is serious business because there's a lot at stake, not just the prizes, but also entry into other barbecue cook-offs.
That is correct. You get to go to the Royal, the San Antonio Barbecue, Austin Barbecue. We just got a new reciprocity agreement with Canada.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
what's not Canada? Only... What's Canada know about cooking barbecue? Nobody! It's all Texas all the time.
Not as much as we do, that's for sure.
There's also a title sponsor. Who is the title sponsor of the cook-off?
Our title sponsor this year is Cotton Holdings.
Mm-hmm. They always have a really good, nice booth, too.
They have a beautiful tent. They do a great job for us.
Just got an email over here. Hey, Michael, sounds good. Is the carnival going to be open by the time the cook-off starts?
The carnival is open during the cook-off. Mm-hmm. It has different hours, though. Mm-hmm. The carnival starts at 6 on Thursday, 3 on Friday, and noon on Saturday.
Talking to Lisa Schusenhofer. She is the chairman of the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off, which is, again, this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's a family event, but at some point, if you've got young kids, you're going to have to kind of shoo them away. What's the cutoff, like 6 or 7 o'clock?
We have a rule, no kids under 21 in the tents after 7 p.m.
Exactly, okay. But on Saturdays, Saturday opens up relatively early.
Oh, yes.
On Saturday 25th.
And we open up at 9 a.m. on Saturday. So it's right after the parade and all of that. The runners are coming in from the run, and we open up.
The weather always plays a factor. Everybody always jokes and laughs. And every time I've done this for years, from David Stone to Robert Becker, every single chairman comes in, and I'm going to say, what's the weather going to be? And I'm going to ask you, what is the weather going to be for these next 3 days?
The weather is going to be 70 degrees during the day and 50s in the evening.
It seems like whoever is the chairman of this thing, you're also become a meteorologist because you're trying to predict what it is. But the fact is, it is rain or shine. I do know that. And so if for some reason you think it's going to be maybe rainy like that, put your hat on and a rain jacket. Simple as that.
Just that simple.
That
we have the public tent that you can go into.
Her name is Lisa. This is her first year. This is a 3-year stint.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to be stuck together for the next 3 years, which is fun.
It's just fun.
So, congratulations on your success. I know you work hard, and you're on so many other committees and director and everything. So you are the queen bee of the HLSR, and now this year the World Championship Barbecue Contest. I really do appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. And thanks also for Damaris for this great freaking barbecue. Yanni Damaris, you are the man. 2 locations, and this is it for barbecue today, because in about 5 more days, I'm going to be barbecued out. So people, stop eating right now and get ready to eat and come out. I'm going to see everybody out there. RodeoHouston.com. And here's your little technology spent. There is an app that makes everything easier. Download the Rodeo Houston app, not just for the barbecue cook-off, but also for everything else going on with Rodeo Houston. All right, we're going to be back. Phone lines are open, 713-212-5950. It is Michael Garfield.
Now who's hungry? I'm hearing all about that yummy barbecue. As soon as I hang up the airwaves here in about 10 minutes, I will head on over to the World Championship Barbecue Contest, and I'm going to get my knife, my fork, and my tums ready. Over the past years that I've been a judge for this thing, it's some are decent, some are great, and most of them are, what are you going to do? What are you gonna do? But anyway, it's all in the fun. So thanks to Lisa Schusenhofer, the first female chairman of the World Championship Barbecue Contest after all these years. I'm not gonna give out the phone number because I don't think we have time. I'm gonna talk a little about cars and trucks, like I generally do, because that's one of the big things that I do cover. Not before I give you this stat. and I have no clue who keeps a stat on this. The Storefront Safety Council. Get this. There's something called the Storefront Safety Council. On average, more than one car crashes into a 7-Eleven storefront every day. Yep. This is according to data revealed in a recent lawsuit where 7-Eleven paid out a big settlement to a man who was injured in a crash. But it's not just 7-Eleven. I'm not kidding you, people. There's something called the Storefront Safety Council. It says there are 100 crashes into buildings each day. 24% of those happen at retail stores. And about one out of every 10 daily crashes is caused intentionally by thieves. But the rest are really accidents. And I say, I'm going to get PTSD. I don't want to do this. Has anybody ever been involved in one of those? I actually had a car crash into my house. Actually, during the day, into my bedroom, when I happened to be in my bedroom. And I actually almost was killed. And I'm not making this up. And I still have PTSD from this thing. So I don't even know why. Why did I bring up that memory? Why did I bring up that? I have no clue. But I will tell you about cars and trucks. It's time. Callum, we don't have any music for what's Garf driving this week, do we? For all these years I've done this, why aren't we? We need a what's Garf driving this week? Got a little 80s bump thing. Every week for many, many, many years, I have the opportunity to test drive a brand new vehicle. It is a sports car. It's a truck. It's a pickup. It's a CUV. It's a sedan. It's whatever. And it's not from a dealership. I don't endorse dealerships. I wish I did, but I don't. And it is from the manufacturers. So it is pure me liking it or hating it. I'm afraid to talk about it or diss on it as much as I want. What's Garf driving this week? I'm going to tell you right now. I am not dissing on this truck. Ladies and gentlemen, massive. One of the biggest vehicles out there, the GMC Yukon Denali Ultimate. GMC Yukon. You know, it's an SUV. Oh, by the way, it's a Denali, which is the upgrade. Oh, by the way, it's the Denali Ultimate, which is like the ultimate ultimate. This thing is stupid. It is so big. It's awesome stupid. 6.2 liter V6. V8. 10-speed automatic transmission. Has everything from safety and security to the interior for the rear seat controlled media system. That's right. There's not one, but two televisions in the second row. Panoramic sunroof. Heated, ventilated front and bucket power seats. Full grain leather seats. 16-way power front seats with massage. Oh, yes. Heated steering wheel. Sport pedal. 18-speaker Bose Performance Series speakers, heads-up display, wireless charging for your phone. It goes on and on. 10.2-inch diagonal color touchscreen, GMC premium infotainment system. But let's talk about this. Enough of reading the Monroney. Oh, well, by the way, you want to know how much? Okay. Standard vehicle price is $93,000. Because it has Super Cruise control, it does have Super Cruise. You add that, this was a $97,745 vehicle. I was very careful in this thing. Easily fits eight people. I like the way that these new SUVs, trucks, minivans, they handle. They're big. You sit way above the crowd, which is nice. They're not the greatest when it comes to gas mileage. This has a 14-city, 18-highway for a combined fuel economy of 16 miles per gallon. It is not electric. It is not hybrid. It is all pure gas. But it is easy to handle. And I'll tell you what, it's a head-turner. Head-turn factor. One of the ways that I kind of anecdotally judge, is this a cool vehicle or not? What's the head-turn factor? As I'm driving around or if I'm parking, do people turn their heads, take pictures, stop and ask me about it? I'm going to give this thing about a 7.5 out of 10 on the higher scale. Without a doubt, that definitely is on the higher scale. Because it's so big. Three or four of my neighbors and buddies of mine, when I'm parking it, they literally just, they without open. They ask you, they get into the back seat, they get into the front seat, and they look at this thing. Oh my goodness, look at this thing. Had this one dude who's probably about 6 foot, 4 inches tall. He just hopped in, climbed through the back to the third row, no problem. Very roomy, easy ride, huge wheels and tires. The sound is great. I love it. Now, do you have $97,000 for a vehicle? Do you want to spend $97,000 for a vehicle? Are these things even on the dealership lots? These, my friends, are things that I cannot answer and things I cannot control. But I can tell you, if you're looking for a three-row passenger vehicle and something that says, hey, I'm from Texas and I want something big, yep, they should be up here. Now, I also, comparatively, I like the Cadillac Escalade, the Premium. I've been in that. Technically, it's kind of it's the same company, all from GM, GMC, and Cadillac. I do like the Escalade Premium. It's got kind of sharper angles and lines on the outside. But this bad boy, the ultimate version, it's got the matte black grille in front. Other things, you know, it's got the running boards that open up automatically when you open the door. Man, I did fall in love with this thing. Problem is, I didn't go anywhere. I mean, sometimes I want to take a roadie trip. Sometimes I need to schlep some things. This was kind of like I didn't do much this past week that I had the whole thing. Because it figures the times I do take a road trip, the times I do want to haul something, that's the week that I'm going to get a two-seat sport car or something. I can't control what I get. It's all controlled by this company who takes care of auto journalists, which I am. I am a member of the Texas Auto Writers Association. And I couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more happy. And it's fun. It's fun hopping into new vehicles. People want to know, man, aren't you bored of your... How do you get bored of driving a new ride every single week? It gives me great content on the show. Anyway, I do like it. I'm going to definitely give this thing. I don't have any five-star type of things, but I'm going to give this thing easily 4 stars, 4.5 stars. Maybe the gas mileage could be a little better. Maybe the price could be a little better. Again, I'm nitpicking right now, but it's tough. If you've got kids, if you got slept soccer gear around, if you could do carpools, if you are a realtor and you want to take a number of different people around that fit in a car comfortably, it's nice. Good job on the GMC Yukon Denali Ultimate. If you want to see some of this stuff, make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow on Instagram, even Twitter too. High Tech Texan, HIGHTECHTEXAN. And with that, I just see we've got a minute to go. Time flows by just like that. Callum Reed, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And Brian Erickson, everybody who programs the AM station here, KPRC 950, all the way up to Eddie Martini. Thank you for keeping me on the air so far. 22 plus years in running. I have a very fun time, and it's nice hearing from all the listeners and people coming up and saying, hey, man, you make all the consumer lifestyle products fun, and you really don't look like a geek, which pretty much is the best compliment I can ever get. Guys, thank you so much. If you do go out to the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off and Contest, and if you see me and maybe I don't recognize you or maybe I'm wobbling, don't worry, I'm taking an Uber home. I'm not taking the GMC Yukon Denali home. And then we start life anew on tomorrow, Sunday, and we'll be back here next week. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 713-212-5950. As of when you call next week, on behalf of everybody associated with this program, we do thank you for tuning in. My name is Michael, and my show is over.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.